From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. During next week's solar eclipse, while many spectators across the country will turn their eyes upward to see the moon pass in front of the sun, many Midwest scientists will turn their eyes and cameras to the plants and animals here on the ground. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
First things first, a total eclipse occurs when the moon slides across the sun, blocking it completely. A different part of the Earth experiences a total eclipse about once a year. So says Angela Speck, director of astronomy at the University of Missouri-Columbia.
The place that gets to see that total eclipse is only about 0.1% of the surface of the Earth. So even though they happen every year, in a given location, they're very rare.
In the U.S., a 70-mile-wide ribbon from Oregon to South Carolina, called the Path of Totality, will experience the total eclipse. Large swaths of farmland in the Great Plains and Midwest will see darkness for 2.5 minutes and experience a temperature drop of about 10 degrees in the middle of the day. Will animal and plant behavior change? That's the question many scientists are considering, Speck says.
It's never really been studied systematically. And so we have ideas about, is this an illumination thing? You know, the amount of light they're receiving goes down. Is that what it is? Is it a temperature effect? Is it all of that?
Tim Reinbaut wants to find out. He's the director of field operations at the South Farm Research Center in Columbia, Missouri. Today, he's driving across the farm to check where researchers will set up cameras to document corn, soybeans, and livestock.
So this is where our live stream is going to take place, right out here.
Pulling out a corn stalk in a pot, Reinbaut says he's eager to see how drought-stressed corn and soybean plants react to the change in light and temperature during the eclipse. Typically, when these plants are coping with limited water, they twist up their leaves during the day to prevent loss of moisture. Then, during the night, they unfold to breathe in carbon dioxide.
During the middle of the day, during the middle of all this, will it unfold itself and then fold itself right back up in response to the eclipse? So I don't know if it's going to happen or not. Maybe it's too quick. You know, whether they work or not, we're going to learn something.
It's true, a lot of research is done in labs to see how plants react to different conditions, including research on drought-stressed plants. But Reinbaut says the eclipse is so unique that it would be a challenge to recreate those exact conditions in a greenhouse or pasture.
And you just can't quite mimic that. Also, we've got the full spectrum with the sun, all the shades, red lights, green lights, blues. It's hard to get that artificially.
For farmers, the rows of corn and soybeans striping through the Midwest will only briefly dip in photosynthesis. University of Missouri plant biologist Manny Liscomb says any light or temperature changes that hit the crops during the eclipse will come out as a wash during harvest. No bushels lost.
And the reason for that is that plants normally are adapting to local environments because they're fixed in the soil, they're sessile. They can't escape their environment. So they undergo huge changes in their light environment during the course of a single day.
Animals, however, are not fixed in the soil. At the South Farm Research Center, Reinbaut will have the cameras pointed at horses.
But either they're going to get really frisky, or they're going to want food. Who knows?
And at chickens in a coop.
I think when it gets even thunderstorms, they'll kind of go in. So I think they'll be real, real reactive to it. But then again, it's cool. They may say, you know, maybe I need to stay out here and eat some more. I don't know.
University of Missouri biology professor Candy Galen is even putting out microphones near beehives and in a pumpkin patch to record buzzing activity.
I don't really know. I don't think it is really known. The cues that bees use or don't use when they're foraging that tell them to, you know, jump ship and go back to their hives or stay put.
Researchers are also working with cattle ranchers and even fishermen to monitor fish activity throughout the eclipse, Reinbaut says. He calls it
observational learning. What they observe, let us know. And you get enough folks observing the same thing, that's a replicated trial.
Ultimately, Reinbaut says, sure, we might not learn a groundbreaking fact during these eclipse studies that can be applied immediately to science. But maybe something will be learned that researchers can use down the line in a breakthrough to improve food production. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
And in the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner.